Next week, we're heading down to Mobile, Alabama for the Reese's Senior Bowl. Each year, more than 100 of the best college football players in the country make their way to Ladd Peebles Stadium for a week of practice leading up to Saturday's game in order to show NFL scouts and GMs they have what it takes to play at the next level.
This is the place to be for the entire National Football League this week. So many guys every year come in as fifth or sixth round picks. They end up as second or third round picks because of what they do here today.
Some of them we've seen during the year for different reasons. You know, we've watched some tape. And then there's other guys who are just complete mysteries to us as we begin. But some of them open your eyes in a hurry. So it's fun to watch.
Really, the week of practice is a big deal. So this is the first chance for these players to get in front of the decision makers. The NFL coaches are out here, the general managers. Most of them are pretty wrapped up with the regular season. Now they're really getting into the draft. So this is their first exposure to these guys. So people always talk about, oh, there's no such thing as draft stock. The games are over. Not true. You can really help yourself with a good week down here.
This is how you take a good team and try and make them great and get to a Super Bowl. This is how you take a bad team and start to make them competitive again.
But players aren't the only ones working hard during the week. The Senior Bowl is another opportunity for scouts, coaches, and general managers to find the next important pieces to add to their team.
Well, it's kind of like herding cows, so to speak. When they get to moving, we get to moving. So when they rest, we rest.
Everybody's broken up into different positions. Different guys evaluate positions day by day, and then you get a cross-reference. And then we just kind of get a feel for the day of how guys performed and how guys didn't perform.
And we're whittling down even further with the All-Star games, the combine, March individual workouts with our own meetings, watch film on them collectively to make sure we're all on the same page, working with the coaching staff, and then the draft. So it's like a big pot that just slowly comes down to just one little morsel.
You know, just trying to find out what makes them tick. Do they really passionately love football? Are they committed to the game of football? How much football do they actually know? You know, these are the little things that you begin to peel away as the process begins.
You're also looking to see how the guy does in this company that he has here, because this is elite company here, and, you know, how does he do with pro coaching that they're getting here?
Small school guys that you really like, you really can't evaluate greatly at a school because he's so much better than the talent that he's playing around. Then he gets to an All-Star game, you can evaluate him better.
So it's just another piece of the puzzle, and obviously these kids that are able to come to this game, they get an extra piece of the puzzle because there's a lot of guys that, you know, weren't invited here. So it really can only help the kids.
As they take a look at these prospects, the Chiefs, scouts, coaches, and general manager John Dorsey make a point to stay on the same page, something Dorsey believes was a big reason for the team's success in his first two seasons.
We all know each other. We know philosophically what we're trying to achieve here. We begin to think in like mindset, and I think that's important as an organization to think in like mindset when it comes to evaluating players.
He's all about us and about winning as a team. And everyone's got a, you know, an oar in the water, and we're all, you know, trying to pull.
He is probably one of the most respected scouts in the NFL. I mean, his work ethic is second to none. I mean, John's 100 miles an hour, and he expects all of us to be that way. And
we're all in this thing together, and what we're trying to do is give the coaches the type of players that they're looking for. You know, it's a team effort here in Kansas City, and I know that's what Coach Reed and John have stressed since day one, but it really, really is.
This is really something special that we're getting together here. And just finding more pieces each year, we think it's really going to be special.
I mean, I relish waking up every day understanding that our long-term goal and objective is to bring the pride of the kingdom back. We've set the bar high, and you know what we have to do is stay consistent throughout this and never be satisfied. I don't think you can ever be satisfied in this business at all.
65 toss power trap.